You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. After the mass shootings in Colorado and Georgia, the Biden administration is weighing a series of executive actions to limit some firearms, and Congress is facing pressure to act. Often lost in debate over mayhem versus rights are the human and dollar costs involved. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with some numbers.
Yeah, David, gun violence's highest costs are, of course, lives lost and lives altered, but there are other costs that can be measured to help inform public policy, everything from lost income and tax revenue to medical expenses. And we turn to Ted Miller to help us understand those costs. He's been conducting research in this area for decades. He's with the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation, which does a lot of statistical analysis. Well, Miller's research shows the total societal costs from firearms, from violence, accidental injuries, and deaths, is at least $280 billion a year. Here's how he breaks that down.
The largest cost is the cost of pain, suffering, and lost quality of life. The second largest are for work loss, including both wage work and household work.
And others have backed up some of Miller's numbers. A separate group of researchers estimated $48 billion in medical and work loss costs alone, David.
And seen this way, how do we think about who pays these costs?
Miller's research suggests that these costs are being spread out unevenly. Here he is again.
The quality of life costs are $214 billion of this. Most of that falls on the victims and their families. So the question becomes, who pays the other $66 billion? Some of that falls on employers because people had health insurance.
And it also falls on governments with lost tax revenue and other expenses, David.
Nova, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.